This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. And we're thanking God for another Sabbath day, and we're in the School of Wisdom. And just thinking on how we're so blessed to be in God's church, where the commandments of God goes forth to keep us free and separated from sin. And I'm thanking God we're serving the true God. We're serving the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And we're thanking him for a teaching priest, one that is sent by God, speaking the words of God, telling us the truth of how we must live holy before the Lord. And now I present unto you our pastor, our teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank God for your elder Batiste, to our elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. We're going to talk about the sin in the world. Before we get into that, nevertheless, choir.
For as much as I'm born of the flesh, the same he came. So unto us there be no cloak, he felt the same.
Subject
that beautiful Nevertheless? Thank God for the choir. Deacon Debbie, our announcement.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. In addition, you can find us on Pandora's podcast. Search and subscribe to God's Covenant Church podcast on Pandora. If you have any questions or concerns about this way or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676 and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Thank God. Another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. Glad for our great Bishop Barfield, who traveled out here on a vision from God and began a work here in Los Angeles, out from Port Clinton, Ohio. And we are the fruits of her labor. Yes. And we're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. Deuteronomy 4:6 says, "Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people." I believe on the Lord as the scripture is telling me. And that's how I follow the Lord, through the scriptures as I was taught and as God is opening up vision to me. Let's go to Romans 5:12. Glad for this door. Maybe there's not many that come through the door. Maybe there's not many to open the door to listen, but the Lord said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Any man, open. God is there to sup with them." Romans 5:12, Deacon.
"Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned."
All have sinned. So that would mean if there was anyone that was born in this life without sin, that scripture's a lie. Because scripture says all have sinned. And that scripture was moved and written by the Holy Ghost. Isn't that beautiful? So God is not a man that he should lie. All have sinned. That's why the Lord said you must be born again. Read.
"For until the law, sin was in the world."
Now, until the law came, sin was in there. It was in the world. Until the law came. Other words, in the garden. There was sin in the world before God made that law, commanding the man what he should eat. It was there. Read it again. "For until the law,
sin was in the world."
What?
"But sin is not imputed when there is no law."
And the scripture tells you in Daniel had the vision. This devil would think to change laws and times. And most people today feel like, well, the law is done away with. That's why you can't convince them they're in sin. They feel like God saved me and destroyed that law. Now I'm saved. That's not true. You need law and order wherever you go until you leave this life. The only time you don't need order when you leave here is when you're with God. Isn't that beautiful? Let's read that again. "For until the law,
sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law."
So if there's no law, there's no street lights. You can just drive anywhere you want to. You ain't got to yield to the person on the left or right. First come, first serve. I'll get there first. I got you. Everybody's zooming across, right? But where you have laws in place, that puts you in check. It keeps you temperate. The laws do. Let's go to Genesis 1:26. God in his wisdom. And there's many things I might say today that maybe many know. But I never saw it like I saw it when God showed it to me as I was going through the scriptures. About that devil, how that devil is. Because before the devil was created, or when he was created, I should say, he was perfect in his ways. He's still perfect in his ways.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Genesis 1:26, what does it say?
And God said, let us make man in our image.
What?
After our likeness.
Now remember one thing. God only got one image. God's image is not an hour. It's one. Isn't that beautiful? Yes. One image.
All right.
God is a spirit.
He is a spirit.
You can't see a spirit.
No.
But you can worship him in spirit and in truth.
Yes.
One image he has. And that image, when you worship him in spirit and in truth, comes out in fruit.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read it again.
And God said, let us make man in our image.
What?
After our likeness.
Make him just like us, our likeness. He said, well, that was the Lord talking to the Word. I don't think so. God is intelligent. God don't talk to himself. Just like you don't talk to yourself. Although your words are with you. You don't talk back and say, now, what did I just say? What you think? You don't do that. Read.
And let them have dominion over the fish.
Now this is what he's saying. Let's make man in our image and mm-hmm. let's let them have dominion. Let's not hinder them.
Yes, Pastor.
Let them have dominion what?
Over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air
mm-hmm.
and over the cattle and over all the earth.
What?
And over every creeping thing that creepeth upon
them. Anything
the earth.
That moves upon them to take away their dominion, you let them have it. This is what the Lord is talking to our. He wasn't talking to himself. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to Colossians 1:12. So it's the word. It's the Trinity. No, it's not no Trinity.
No.
That's made up of somebody's carnal mind. That Trinity stuff.
Mm-hmm.
No. Colossians 1:12. What does it say?
Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints
beautiful?
In light.
So in order to be a partaker of the inheritance,
right.
we have to be made.
Yes.
Made meet. Made perfected. Made holy.
Yes.
Meet to be partakers.
Yes.
Have to be made.
Yes.
The Father is God.
Yes.
The Father is not our. The Father is one.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness.
Now, wait a minute. In other words, he said, let us make man in our image. The secret was, when God made you, you're free from that other image. Isn't that beautiful? But he said, let us make man in our image. God didn't make man until they were born again. That's when he made him.
Right.
The first image was the devil.
Yes.
And God didn't have to make, they were made that way.
Right.
God made them that way, but it didn't come out. Until you had order put in, the laws put in place. Because without the law, they can run rampant and they ain't, nothing is wrong. But when you put laws in place, that brings out who you are. Will you be obedient? When you're obedient, you respect. When you're obedient, you love. When you're obedient, you honor. All of the above. All of the above. That's when you honor. And God had to find out who it was that loved him. Isn't that beautiful? Because God don't want someone with him that don't love him. Read.
Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness
mm-hmm.
and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear
son. So in order to be with God, we have to come out of the world and be translated into his kingdom. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
That kingdom is his son's kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Because it represents one that came through the flesh
yes.
and denied themselves. Read.
In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins.
All right, what?
Who is the image of the invisible God.
Now, this is the image of God.
Mm-hmm.
One that has been made, suffered, and died.
Yes.
One without sin. That's God's image.
Yes.
He was the image.
Mm-hmm.
But remember now, the Word didn't have no image. Because the Word didn't have no flesh. But he had the image of God. I mean, the Word had an image. He had the image of the Father
yes.
as well as the image of the flesh.
Yes.
We have to be translated into his kingdom. Isn't that beautiful? But he was the image of God. It wasn't the image of our. It was the image of God. Because God is not our.
Right.
So he didn't have that devil's image. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Into the kingdom, what it says? Into who is the image
uh-huh.
of the invisible
God.
Mm-hmm. He didn't say the invisible our. Because God ain't got but one image.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm. Beautiful?
Image of the invisible God. Mm-hmm. What?
The firstborn of every creature.
Let's go to Genesis again, 1:26.
Yes, sir. Yes.
It's beautiful to go through. Methodically, you can get the vision. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
God created everything, and God made something right next to him. Even above the angels, because God, all the angels are him. So they really didn't have anything above him. But God didn't let certain angels know things. But Lucy was something. 126.
Yes, Pastor. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness.
Maybe so it's only one image, and the Lord was in the image of the Father, and so was his people. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let us make man in our image, after our likeness. What?
And let them have dominion.
Again, if God hadn't said, let them have dominion, he wouldn't have a problem with the devil. The devil would have had a problem with God.
Right.
He said, let them have dominion. What?
Over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air.
What?
And over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth.
Let them alone. Let them have dominion. Don't hinder them.
Yes.
Let's go to Ezekiel.
All right.
28.
Beautiful.
The Lord said, here a little and there a little what I speak to my people. God
yes.
give a prophet a vision 1,000 years ago
yes.
to witness to a prophet 1,020 years later.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Saying the same thing, his words are the same yesterday, day forever. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes,
Pastor. Ezekiel 28 and 13, what does it say?
It says, thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God.
What?
Every precious stone was thy covering.
Now, wait a minute. Who else was in the garden besides God,
right.
the devil,
mm-hmm.
and Adam and the woman?
Yes.
But this one was in Eden, so it must have been the devil, because it ain't talking about God. It's still not talking about the man and the woman right there. And this one in the garden had a body. Thou mm-hmm. hast been in the Eden, in Eden, the garden of God. What?
Every precious stone was thy covering.
What?
The sardius, topaz.
Topaz, diamond, beryl, onyx, jasper, sapphire, mm-hmm. emerald. Listen to this.
Yes.
God made up his people and his jewels as, his anointed as jewels.
Mm-hmm.
But this one had them all, had every precious stone. He was like unto God, and he was in the garden, which is in the Mount of God. Why was it in the mountain? Because Gabriel was there.
Yes. Right.
The height of God. He's the anointed.
Yes.
Lucifer was there too.
Yes.
Those were the cherubs. That's the two. Read.
Yes. The workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that thou was prepared.
What do you mean that pipes? He could speak. Well, he had knowledge.
Yes.
He had knowledge they didn't have.
Right.
Well, spoon. Didn't God say? Very cunning. That's how his pipes were prepared.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful? He's talking about what he put out. He was beautiful.
Right.
Read.
Thou art the anointed cherub.
Did you see what it says? Thou art the anointed cherub. What?
That covereth.
And oh, I'll say it again.
Mm-hmm.
Who else was in the garden besides Adam, the woman, and the Lord? Who else was in there? But it said, thou art, has been in Eden,
all right.
the garden of God. Now, we ain't heard nobody in there before they got in there.
No.
And when they left, wasn't nobody in there because they had flaming sword. So that must have been that devil. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
And I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God.
That holy mountain was in the garden, because the garden was in the Mount of God. That's that garden. That's the mount. What?
Yes. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of
fire. Other words, you could withstand all of that. There was no problem to you because he had power.
Yes.
He was different from everybody else. He was next to God. Read.
Thou was perfect in thy ways
mm-hmm.
from the day that thou was created.
So God created this him like this. Beautiful. He had knowledge. Nobody else had it, but he had it. But what?
Till iniquity was found in thee.
Let's go back.
Yes.
Let's go to, no, go to Isaiah 14.
Isaiah, beautiful. Pastor.
See what
yes.
Brother Isaiah said about Lucy.
Isaiah.
Well, the Lord called Satan the dragon. I can call Lucifer
yes,
Lucy.
Yes, Pastor.
Mm-hmm. Isaiah 14 and 12, what does it say?
How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning?
What?
How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations?
He weakened the nations when he said, you ain't gonna surely die. He weakened them. He did that. He brought them down. That's the way the devil is. Yes. Devil don't build you up. He want to bring you down, not build you up. Read.
Yes. For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars.
That's the devil's mind, always trying to outdo God. When they make their thoughts higher, he wanted to be God out of all the blessings he had. Now think about this. You said, well, God made him that way. Think about this. God is just. If he made him, he had a choice to be what he was.
Yes.
Now, since well, he fell from heaven, he was never in heaven. Because iniquity can't be there. And once you're in there, you can't come out. He was in heavenly place. He was in the earth in the garden. That's the heavenly place he was in. He said, thou wast in Eden. That's where God placed him. He sent him out into the earth. That's why he's the power of the air. Out of the garden, into the earth. He ain't never been in heaven. He was created here. God created darkness, but darkness is not the devil. It represents him. We don't know when that spirit was created. But I know one thing. It was sometime after second and third day. Or whenever it was. Because when it says in the beginning, God let us make man. He's only telling you about man, what he was going to do when he got to it. He wasn't there at the very beginning when he created heaven and earth. He wasn't there. But somewhere he was created and he was placed in the garden. Read.
Yes. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north.
What?
I will ascend above the heights of the clouds.
What?
I will be like the Most High.
Want to be like God. That's what happens. Want to be like somebody else that's greater than you. That's the way that devil's attributes are. Let's go to Genesis 3 and 1. Let's go there. Not that we don't know it, but just breaking it down. Lucifer is what his name is called. He's also called Satan. He's called the dragon. He was kicked out into the earth. He went to make war. It was the garden he was in. And they were all the stars of heaven. Read Genesis 3 and 1.
Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast. That
wasn't Lucifer. That was a serpent. It's the same thing. He's the devil. He's the dragon. He's called many names. It's like God has many names. Read.
Which the Lord God had made.
Now, wait a minute. Well, he was a beast. Man is a beast. Everything God created, if he wanted to call his reptiles a beast, well, what? But serpent ain't no, he's not a reptile. It's a spirit. And he had a beast spirit. And that's why God called man beast, because man got the same spirit. Read.
And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of
cunning.
The garden?
Cunning. God say. That's the way the devil is. Like a, he's like a, well, he's greater than Columbo. Oh. Cunning.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, what he's saying? There's a reason behind what I'm saying. Mm. It's way over there. I'm going to get to it. That's the way the devil is. We don't want attributes like that.
No.
Read.
No, Pastor. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die.
What did he say?
And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die.
Whoa, Lucy. Mm-hmm. You ain't going to surely die. Weaken them. Yes. That got their attention. You ain't going to surely die. As if like God is lying. Read.
For God doth not know that in the day.
For what?
For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened.
What?
And ye shall be as gods, knowing good.
Well, he had that knowledge. They didn't know that, but he had the knowledge. Read.
And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eye, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat. And gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat.
Weaken them, trying to exceed. And God put that there and said, let them have dominion. But he brought it to their attention, trying to be a more than what God was, wanted him to be. Go to 126 again. Read that.
Yes. All right. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea,
mm-hmm.
and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon
If the that earth. Devil had not done that, everybody would have been in harmony. But God wouldn't have known who loved him. Eventually, it was going to happen. And it couldn't happen without the devil. Mm-hmm. Read.
Yes, Pastor. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him.
Most carnal minds think, well, when God created them in his image, then. God is like that. Just like Abraham said, Lot, you pick the best. He let the devil first because he knew what he had made. It just had to come out. But he wasn't made until after the garden. When he got put out, then God made him. People think he made him right then. Now, he was in the image to the extent there was no sin had come forth. But he wasn't in God's image because of what was in him. God knows what's in you. If it's in you, you're not in God's image. Now, just think about it. The scripture said, he that is born of God doth not commit sin. If God had made them without sin and made them with his spirit, they couldn't have committed that sin. They couldn't have done that. But because they didn't have the Spirit of God and they had their choice, they had to be born again. Right. God knew that. Because to be born again is a choice. That's going to prove if you're going to obey and love God. How plain is that? But you've got to have the order there. If you don't have order, then God don't know who you are. That's why the Lord said, he that's faithful in little is faithful in much. It's not about, we ain't got to be in Egypt and part no Red Sea. All God did is he gave them one simple thing. Go out and collect so much food. And they couldn't do that. Disobeyed because they didn't have it in them. They didn't have the honor and the love in them for God. A little simple thing is that. Collect so much food. Some got more than what they're supposed to get. I couldn't follow a simple instruction. How bad is that? How bad is that? Collect enough that you need. If you get anything over, it's going to breed worms. And it did. They didn't obey God. Simple little thing. But, oh, God, that ain't nothing. He wants you to do. Really? Read.
Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God
now
said
he
them.
Created the male and female. That means there was a male and a feminine side of a male.
Yes.
That's one called the woman. God created a feminine side of a man, and he called him a woman.
Yes.
Anything reproduced today ain't right because it ain't God's creation. You're reproducing it.
Right.
You can't reproduce a man and say, well, now I'm a woman.
Right.
I feel like a woman.
Right.
You might, but you weren't created that way.
Right.
You created what you got.
Yes.
If you got woman, you were a woman. If you got a man, that's what you are.
That's right.
Other words, all of your equipment tell you who you are, regardless of how you think. Because he only made two things, female and one, a male and a feminine male, which is called a woman. A female, a feminine male. Feminine male is soft. Feminine male can't do what a male do. But you got some of these feminine males got more power than a man do. Man cave. They just look husky. That's all right, too. But you can look like a monster and still be feminine.
Yes.
If you're a woman.
Yes. That's right.
God created that. He didn't reproduce it. He created it. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to. Let me look further.
And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea.
Other way, over everything.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Fish and sea, all the food.
Yes.
But that devil said, no, I'm going to entice you to this tree. Look good to you. He does that in many things. Boskin and Robin's ice cream. Trying to entice you on your way home. You see the sign. Right in front of your house. Look at them at old sign. You know, that ain't outside. That's on the inside telling you. You know what? Let's go to Genesis 2 and 15, what does it say?
Yes, Pastor, 2 and 15. And the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it. And to
yeah, beautiful. Now it's time to prove this man. We'll put him in there and see what he's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
What did he say?
And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die.
Let's go to 1 John 3 and 4. In other words, there was a law put there in place. And when you transgress the law, you sin. And that's what happened to Adam. That's what got him out of the garden, put out. Isn't that beautiful? But in order to get back in, he had to come back the right way. He got back in spiritually so, because that natural garden was closed. Some things you can't get back naturally so. When it's done, it's done. You may have to enter back in the spirit. That's the only way you're going to get there. Isn't that beautiful? St. John, 1 John 3 and 4.
Whosoever committed sin transgresseth also the law.
So that's why the people don't want the law. Say, well, the law was done away. They love that. The law is done away with. Yeah, because, you know, can anybody define your sin? But the sin is defined by the law. Sin is the transgression of God's law. What?
For sin is a transgression of God's law. And ye know that he was manifested to take away our sins.
What?
And in him is no sin.
What?
Whosoever abideth in
Whosoever abideth in God.
Yes.
What?
Sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him.
Oh, wait a minute. You have to accept that. You say, well, I haven't found myself in sin. I guess I didn't know God. You have to say, okay, turn the bill back over. Say, oh, no, I know God. But if you're not sure, what you do? You have to go and get judgment. Say, well, was that a sin unto death? What I did? Because I want to make sure I'm building right. Because I'm going to have to start back over. But many times they won't do that. You know why? They don't want the answer. Pride, nope. I know I ain't sinned because I've been here 45 years. I know I ain't no sinner in death, but whatever, I got it taken care of. It don't work like that. No, it don't. Read.
Little children, let no man deceive you.
What?
He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is
That doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. Read the ninth verse.
Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin.
What?
For his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of God.
So if God had created Adam with the Spirit of God, he said if his seed was in him, he couldn't. So he didn't have that spirit. He didn't have that. Isn't that beautiful to know that?
Yes.
Let's go to 1 John 5 and 17. Let's go there. Thank God.
Beautiful.
All unrighteousness is sin.
What?
And there is a sin not unto death.
There's a sin that's not unto death. That's what people don't understand. It's, well, you mean to tell me you living for God and you don't sin? No, I don't sin. There's a sin that's not unto death. Well, how would you know about that? It takes judgment.
It takes judgment, yes.
I believe all judgment in the hand of the Son, but if you don't believe it, you ain't coming for it. You make your own decisions.
Yes.
But where's the order? Where's the law? That's why, I mean, it's another reason why some don't come. Because if they don't hear the law, they don't hear nothing, they don't feel bad. But they know already because the conscience bothers them. The teaching goes forth. Why come you can't retain it? The world don't want the law. They don't want those words. And that's why when you hear scripture, most of them get quiet in these churches. They want a lot of hoopla, not the word. Because the word quiets everybody down. Especially if it's brought with the right spirit. Where it's going to do some give understanding.
Yes.
Read.
We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is...
Wait a minute. So is John lying here? Whosoever is born of God sinneth not. What?
But he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him.
Isn't that beautiful? In other words, the enemy ain't able to move me about.
That's right.
Make me act ugly. Okay. Say things I shouldn't say. Think in a wrong way. That's when you're born of God. Isn't that beautiful? You have law in your heart because that law is what's going to lead and guide you. Isn't that beautiful?
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. In addition, you can find us on Pandora's podcast. Search and subscribe to God's Covenant Church podcast on Pandora. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.